Assalamualaikum to our listeners. Today we have the spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Pakistan. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
I'd like to talk about the hot issue, which is the issue of American cooperation, military cooperation with Pakistan's army. There have been various reports, including ideas about American officers directly training Pakistani army, to the point of discussions about American troops operating on Pakistani soil in the tribal areas. I'd like you to enlighten us on this matter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As everybody knows, these days Pakistan Army is conducting a very bloody operation in the region of Fata, which is a federally administrated tribal areas. And in that, South Waziristan Agency and Dara Adam Khail, they have already killed 30 people yesterday, and day before they had already killed 40 people. So the Muslim blood is being spilled like water here. The new chief of the army staff, General Pervez Kiani, he's also acting much similar to what Musharraf was doing previously, and playing completely in the hands of the Americans. But obviously the world media like Newsweek and Financial Times, they're also portraying Pakistan as the most dangerous country in the world. In this backdrop, the last few months have been very chaotic here in Pakistan. Right after the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, Pakistan was pushed into three different crises. Number one was the flour crisis, then electricity crisis, and then the gas crisis. To an extent that people are losing hope, and all these three crises were actually really fake. Pakistan has abundant wheat. Even gas, Pakistan has abundant gas. If there is a shortfall in electricity, it is not to that extent the way the government is doing this load shedding and cutting off electricity for 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes in various parts of the country. So it seems as if the government here in Pakistan, on the directives of America, is actually propelling and perpetuating this chaos, and which is going to demoralize people, which is going to demoralize the industrialists here, the investors here, and people will start thinking that Pakistan is on the verge of collapse. And in this chaos, we see these type of statements coming from William Fallon, who is the CENTCOM chairman of America, and also we had some statements coming from Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense. As far as Fallon, he openly said that Pakistan has accepted that American troops should come within Pakistan under the guise of training. And today in the press, there was a statement from Robert Gates that American troops can do a joint operation alongside Pakistani troops in the tribal area. All these statements are very dangerous. There have already been certain reports, leaked reports in the American media, discussing a special operations activity within Pakistan, or their operations to so-called secure the Pakistani nuclear assets. And in one of the statements, one of the media outlets, they discussed even shipping Pakistan's nuclear assets to Mexico. So all of this is not acceptable at all here in Pakistan. Muslims have sacrificed a lot to develop a nuclear bomb here in Pakistan. But these agent rulers, whether it's Musharraf or his new CUS, Chief of the Army Staff, General Pervez Kiani, they are not looking after the interests of the Pakistan. Rather, they are completely being an agent for the imperialists. Right now, U.S. Army, it's not a threat for Pakistan. The threat for Pakistanis are these rulers who are conniving with the kuffar and who are doing this treachery. Whilst Muslims here in Pakistan and the resources here in Pakistan are abundant. Pakistan is a strong military, it has a strong agriculture base, it has 160 million people who are very hardworking. But unfortunately, all of these resources are not to be used for the Muslims, or they are being used for America and America's hegemony in this region. So we call upon our Muslim brethren that they should rise up, they should be mobilized in the street to stop America's deployment under the guise of training American troops deployment here in Pakistan. And we call upon the sincere elements within the army that they should stop Musharraf and his cronies in supporting America and American agents here in Pakistan.